It's Christmas on Soundtrack Radio. A Christmas speech now from an influential figure of 2009. And in 15 minutes, it's the museum celebrating Christmas from a strange location. The Christmas Speech with Gordon Brown.
Hello, people of Britain. I am Tony Blair, and I'm your Prime Minister. And I'd like to start this 2009 speech by saying that...
Tony, get out of the way. You are yesterday's news. Let the real man come in and say his words.
But I'm still going to talk about it.
Go, 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 go. Okay. Hello, and happy Christmas, mere mortals. I am not a mere mortal myself, because I will never die. 2009 has been a year. A year with considerable achievements, such as the fact that I am now completely carbon neutral, although I must admit, not when I'm in my car. And spectacular non-achievements, such as my plan to take over the world. That wasn't supposed to surface until I'd done it. Unfortunately, I'm only the British Prime Minister. Unfortunately. And doing that job, you don't even get to run the country. Tony Blair still thinks he does that. Lol. I hear that he spends a lot of his time in Europe, now that he wants to run the place again. I had a great summer, you know. The weather was fantastic. Not that I noticed really, though, as I was spending a lovely time with some of my favourite people in Amsterdam. And I went to Thailand the week after, and the people there are even friendlier. Now, I am proud of my pledge to the London Astronomer Society this year to get this planet known as the Brown Planet, in recognition of my presence on it. As you know, I am an environmentalist. I have this year stopped travelling by train to use aircraft for all domestic and Western European travel. Journey times have been halved, and as a result, that means less is being polluted into the atmosphere. I, as already stated, am carbon neutral. I now recycle everything I find, such as obsolete manifestos and old Labour Party ideas. There are so many of those that you should be able to make a warehouse of coffee tables out of them. In 2009, record numbers of people became unwell thanks to the swine flu epidemic, penetrating the shores of Great Britain. But while many of you were understandably upset about the situation, it was great news for the NHS, which as a result of swine flu saw a record level of investment in new patients and new nurses. New illnesses create jobs, and new nurses create new patients. So although it was a head-scratching time for us all, I must conclude that in the end, the swine flu problem ended up as a beneficial one to both our NHS and our health economy. And also, I am glad to report that I was able to slip in quite a few other things which will remain a state secret for some time into the swine flu vaccine that will benefit our government and people. The year of 2009 has always been an outstanding year for education, and this is thanks in part to the continuing success of Wikipedia, which is now used in even the best universities. Speaking of universities, they have in 2009 seen record attendances, with places being granted to people who would never have got them previously. More and more people are getting degrees, and I couldn't be happier for them. There are now more degrees than students. I am becoming aware that there are more students than there are job titles in this country. So my plan for next year is to come up with some snazzy job titles for 2010. But until then, we're going to have the smartest road sweepers in Europe. And we should all be infinitely thankful for that. Because virtually all their wages are going back into the state after they have graduated, which means we now get a maximum value out of our state graduates. It's blooming marvellous, isn't it? I think it is anyway. If you are sceptical about what I have just said, then you should just take a glass half full view, like me. Over the course of the year, I've added many people to my Facebook account, one of my personal best achievements. And I've joined many groups and societies such as Get Jedward Back on the X Factor. I thought, when they were voted off, it was a travesty, and I nearly gave them a bank holiday. Thanks to the X Factor, I have to apologise to you, electorate. I didn't manage to get much political work done. But now my Saturday nights are once again free for 2010. That is, of course, until Dancing on Ice returns to our screens in early January. But good TV often transcends good politics, doesn't it? But back to Facebook. I have been very pleased, I can tell you. 380 friends, and I was only deleted by 100 of them. I mean, I tell you, Susan Boyle wrote on my wall, and we agreed to meet up in a Starbucks. I even became friends with Robert Mugabe, the enigmatic leader of Zimbabwe, via the People You May Know tool. And I became a fan of Obama. The only frustrating thing for me was, as being British Prime Minister, I am usually very busy, or at least that's what I say. But it was my deepest regret that I didn't find time to explore that Farmville invitation. 2009 has been quite a celebrated year, even though some of the people we celebrate have died. I will miss Michael Jackson, and I think he'll miss me too. And now I get on to my final point. Britain is in a war of terror against terror, and the terror is still in Afghanistan, and our soldiers have been deployed in terror against them. It is terrible, but unfortunately, as we end 2009, it is not yet over, and I don't see in the immediate future that the conflict will come to a resolution, because the Taliban still thinks it's hard, and even Ross Kemp couldn't scare them off. And I say this to any other countries that would like to come and have a go. I am sure, in time, that Britain will beat all her natural enemies, including Afghanistan, Iran, North Korea, Zimbabwe, and David Cameron. If you think you're hard, bring it on! And that's all, folks, for 2009. I hope I have been able to both inspire you and enlighten you. I am your Prime Minister, so on the count of three, stop whatever you are doing and kneel. After another 5 seconds, please bow. Thank you, and Merry Christmas!
Gordon Brown's Christmas Speech was written by AJ and Brian Seal, voiced by Brian Seal.
I have to say, Mr. Brown, I'm very impressed by your speech.
This is the museum at Christmas. Gordon Brown's Christmas Lunch.
Now that I have done my Christmas Day speech, it is time for the Parliament Christmas Day dinner. I spent 10 weeks trying to find a unique and imaginative name for my Christmas Day speech, and I eventually came up with this. To be or not to be, I have a dream. My policy at lunchtime has always been that I am very hungry and I want some food. Today, regretfully, is Christmas Day, and therefore the Parliament McDonald's is unfortunately shut. But we do have a sumptuous banquet that has been funded by the taxpayer. I mean, you know they have to be quite generous at Christmas to the taxpayers, like they have a choice. I will admit to you this, I am quite plump already, but at Christmas, it is a man's duty to get even plumper. Whether that be stealing your kids' chocolates, or eating Father Christmas's mince pies and milk. But by the looks of that table over there with the food on, I won't have to do any of that stuff. So, MPs of Britain, I officially announce the commencement of the Parliament Christmas Day Dinner 2009. Now, get your forks and knives out of your pockets and let's do battle.
Give me that spare rib, you food hog. This isn't a socialist dinner.
Screw you, Cameron. I am going to enjoy this rib up to and including the bone.
Tony, could you throw me some chips?
Okay, I'll stand with you. I'm sorry, but I've taken them.
They're in my handbag. But there's some seaweed left. There's a whole tray of it. I'll toss it over to you.
You idiot! You've got seaweed all over the seats.
On the positive side, at least unlike the House of Lords, our seats are green, so no one will notice.
As a matter of fact, I was over at the House of Lords earlier, and they had a chilly accident. Luckily for them, their seats are red.
Gypsy, that ice cream. Haagen-Dazs, my favourite. Haagen-Dazs.
You do realise, David, that this lunch is going out live on BBC Parliament, and you've just endorsed an ice cream company. Not to mention make a fool of yourself.
Oh, I had no idea. Of course I knew. But even so, the Conservative Party supports advertising, even on the BBC.
Let's sit down and eat our meals. I might even have to go to the toilet, mainly because my request to the Chancellor for funding to fit commodes into the House of Commons seats was turned down. What a fool he was. Did he not realise how much parliamentary time is wasted by MPs going to the toilet? What does he think? What does he think Westminster is? A call centre? Anyway, bon appétit to you all. Boy, I can't wait to have a tonight. I usually find the end result more satisfying than new European legislation.
What was that, Brown?
What I do in the privacy of my underpants is my own concern. So shut up.
Can I ask you a question, Prime Minister Brown?
Go!
Gordon Brown's Christmas Lunch was written by Brian Seal and AJ and was edited by AJ and voiced by Brian Seal. It's Christmas on Soundtrack Radio.
Were your teachers like in high school? Were they angry?
What is the meaning of this?
Were they confused?
Don't be so racist, or you'll be suspended with and without pay.
Or just downright contradictory.
This is marvellous, Timmy.
But how dare you insult Einstein? Get in the corner.
I'm already sitting there. That's where my desk is. Are you blind?
It's no wonder he gets flustered.
Ladies and gentlemen, sir, a mashed potato.
Detention with Mr. Dodd. An all-new series.
What a load of horse.
Coming soon to Soundtrack Radio.
Oh, dear!
I don't quite know why I hired you. I must have accidentally ingested mercury or something.
Merry Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah!
Merry Christmas! And a happy Hanukkah.
Hey, this is Rodders here wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah! Hey, this is Rodders here wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. Or you could combine the two and have a Hanukkah or a Hismas. That way you'd have double the presents on one fun-filled day. A multicultural day at that.
Witty, witty.
Hi, this is DJ Mal. On behalf of the Smooth Music Show, I'd like to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's the museum and it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. So that's who the mystery speech belonged to. Gordon Brown. There. I hope you enjoyed that. It's the Christmas edition of the museum. I'm coming to you live from a warehouse that's been shut for Christmas. There's only one problem with that, because that's good. I'm in it. I'm in here for Christmas because I forgot to go home. I fell asleep last night and everybody left. As a result, I now can't get out of the warehouse until the workers come back. That is going to be the 28th. Unfortunately, I campaigned for them to get some extra time off at Christmas, and now it's come back to haunt me. But I did find an old laptop in here, and I had my removable hard drive with me with all the sketches and all the music. And I found an unsecured wireless connection. When I say unsecured, it wasn't before I tampered with it and adjusted the security settings. It's the wireless internet connection belonging to this company that I work for, which I'm not going to name for survival reasons, e.g. if I did name the company I worked for, I'd probably get sacked. Well, it's the museum at Christmas. I'm in work on Christmas Day. You're not. So let's get the show on the road. We've already heard Gordon Brown, so what are we going to hear next? Well, George W. Bush at the Tony Blair Academy. Best news, live at the Tony Blair Academy. Here we are in the Tony Blair Academy in central London, where a major award is about to be given out to an outstanding president. He is about to be given an OBE, the Order of the British Empire. I'm talking about George W. Bush, who is at this moment walking into the hall. A red carpet has been laid out. He is walking along it, about to accept his award at the podium. Major celebrities such as Queen Elizabeth II, Ozzy Osbourne, Ken Barlow and Phil Mitchell are amongst the stars in the audience. I've also just spotted Kate Lawler, the ex-Big Brother star and Capital Radio DJ. Okay, and it looks like the Queen is following closely behind her. It looks like she has the award in her hand. She is getting ready to step up to the podium.
George Bush Sr., an OBE.
But Your Majesty, I'm George Bush Jr.
That is irrelevant.
No, I have to insist with
it. Shut it! This award is in recognition of one's armed services to Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as one's services to comedy. So, now time for your irrelevant speech.
Hi there, ladies and people. I'd like to firstly thank you all for coming. It is a special occasion, and I'm honored to get this BO award from your great country. I'd like to share my appreciation with Tony Blair, God, Jesus Christ, and Allah, not forgetting Budweiser.
Don't you mean Buddha?
I know what I mean. Hey, Allah, we still need to go for that cup of tea sometime. I have also been asked to pay my own respects to Michael Jackson. I have never seen a man slam dunk the way he does.
I think surely the clapping has got to come to an end soon. It really has. Well, I think it should be stopping soon. I can see the signs. This is truly unprecedented. I've never heard this amount of clapping before. But there is such a deep admiration and enthusiasm for George W. Bush, his presidency, what he managed to achieve during his years in office. I don't think this clapping is going to stop anytime soon. And what do you know? It's all over. There's going to be some sore hands in the morning.
This is the museum at Christmas. This is the museum at Christmas.
It's December the 25th, and the councilman is working despite it being Christmas Day, to make sure that the local bylaws don't get broken, despite the holiday.
Hello, it's me, Councilman. And yes, I do work on Christmas Day. Did you know that there are more parking violations in the average suburb on Christmas Day than at any other time of the year? In fact, it's gotten so bad in recent years that the department of the council that I work for is planning to implement a ban on excess visitors and relatives over the Yuletide season. It's due to their erratic parking. Oh no, the dog ate my tail. There's one over there now. Excuse me, madam. Do you realise that there's no parking today?
But the street's nearly empty up there.
Well, yes, but according to European Regulation 854-365-8B, you cannot park your car there because some double yellow lines are about to be introduced to the road. Unfortunately, due to budget cuts which commenced on December the 1st, we have so far been unable to paint the lines onto the road. But you should know that ignorance of the law is not a defence. So if you don't remove that car and park it in the next free parking space, which to my knowledge is three streets away, I will remove it on your behalf by means of a breakdown truck. Am I making myself clear?
But I've got a boot full of presents from Amazon. I can't haul them up three streets.
My suggestion would be to book a taxi once you've parked your car in the correct manner. Now, I shall bid you Merry Christmas and I shall be on my way.
That lady certainly wasn't very happy. The councilman explains why it sometimes gets considerably more hair-raising, especially issuing tickets to the public on Christmas Day.
Well, that was a prime example of the calibre of people that I have to deal with when I undertake such a shift on Christmas Day, such as I have. It's in the rush of the holidays that people see fit to break all sorts of laws. Earlier during the course of the day, before you started to film me with my consent, I came upon a family who were blatantly breaking the EU directive that on certain pavements it is now necessary to walk in single file. There were at least 12 people in this group, including adults and children, who were walking arm in arm. It was my job to break them up, which is why, unfortunately, one of my eyes is darker than the other, and it'll probably remain that way until at least New Year's Day.
So it's another Christmas Day over for the councilman. He hasn't been offered a mince pie, but that was no big deal because he was happy to eat a Tesco value sandwich and a Mars bar for his Christmas lunch. And now it's the end of the day, he's pretty happy with himself.
There are 6 million cars in the world. At least 600,000 of them are in Britain. And it's my job to make sure that at least in this part of the world, they're all parked correctly. Even if it is Christmas Day.
It's sunset on another Christmas Day for the councilman, who does the same thing every year. He leaves the streets of Luton with a smile on his face and the knowledge of a job well done.
I'll be back tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. I've never seen a street so ordered. This really is quite emotional. Today really has been one of the greatest days of my life.
Merry Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah!
Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, this is Rodders here wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah!
Hey, this is Rodders here wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. Or you could combine the two and have a Hanukkah or a Christmas. That way you'd have double the presents on one fun-filled day. Multicultural day at that.
Witty, witty.
Hi, this is DJ Mal. On behalf of the Smooth Music Show, I'd like to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's the museum and it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Sketches and episodes written by Astrid Jones, starring Brian Seal, Dan Seal, Corinda Hartley, with music written by Astrid Jones. All characters in the episodes do not represent people in real life. Visit www.soundtrackradio.com. Join the Soundtrack Radio in partnership with OneRadio.org and Channel 107 Facebook group.